This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. President Obama is apparently beginning to lose his grip on the American sentiment, with his promises of keeping your doctor and insurance echoing in their ears. Americans not only offer the president the lowest rating of his presidency, including his support among women, but 52% of Americans also say Mr. Obama is not honest and trustworthy. A director of the Quinnipiac Polling Institute says that any Democrat with an 11-point approval deficit among women is in trouble, and any elected official with an 8-point trust deficit is in serious trouble. Adding to the president's woes, the nation's Catholic bishops have a message for the White House. They would rather pay fines, no matter how much they would be, before they comply with the HHS mandate that compels even bishops to pay for birth control and drugs that cause abortions. Calling it a special message, the bishops were unanimous in their defiance and their condemnation of that mandate. This is Life News Radio. The View. The accurate view of the human person changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. So few Americans are signing up for Obamacare that federal projections from HHS and Congress for enrollment are nowhere near on track. However, the president asserts that canceled insurance will mean better insurance under Obamacare. It's a claim that apparently does not even pass casual examination. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.